Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1866. Fueling Early Morning Workouts by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do pretty much every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. You know, it's the middle of the week. It may be challenging to think that, oh, I've got 2 more days left in this week. So I think Wednesdays are a great day for that little boost of inspiration. So here we go. Quote, "It's our actions, not our surroundings, that bring us meaning and belonging." Adam Grant. All right, and with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Fueling Early Morning Workouts by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. In a previous blog post, I discussed the vital importance of fueling workouts rather than exercising on an empty stomach. The benefits aren't limited to athletic performance. They also include fat loss, higher energy, and improved body composition. But do you exercise in the morning? Do you struggle to find time to eat before workouts? Do you prefer the feeling of not having something in your stomach when you exercise? In general, do you struggle with fueling early morning workouts? Generally, it's optimal to consume both carbs and protein 2 to 4 hours before exercising, like a protein smoothie with fruit and oats or Greek yogurt with cereal. But for many people, this simply isn't an option because you'd have to set an alarm for 3 a.m. to eat something and then go back to sleep until your workout. This is my life too, in the season of my life. I have to work out before the sun is up to make sure that it gets done. The temptation is simply to jump out of bed and get into a workout without breakfast. It's fast, it's convenient. But in my last blog post, I explored why fasted exercise does not lead to better results, or at the very least, the results are marginal and only in very specific populations. In today's blog post, I'm going to tackle some common issues with fueling early morning workouts to make it easier for you to crush workouts, get faster and stronger, and see the body composition changes you're aiming for. Rather than getting into every single possible problem, I'm going to present solutions that conveniently solve most of the issues at once. So let's dive in. Solution 1, make your pre-workout snack small. Sometimes folks are resistant to eating before they exercise because they've experienced eating too much shortly before exercise, and they don't like the feeling. This is understandable because over-carbing before a workout, who's seen the episode Fun Run from The Office? Can make for an uncomfortable exercise session. If you only have 30 minutes max or even less before you exercise, literally a banana or a liquid protein shake is all you need. Any food you take in should be simple and preferably carby. It's also great if you drink some water with your fuel, if it's a solid food especially, like a banana or bagel. Within that 30-minute window, we're just looking for a little bit of food that's not loaded down with fiber or fat, which will make it harder to digest. You shouldn't feel full. Solution 2, fuel for your specific workout. If you're exercising for less than an hour, the pre-workout snack is just a top-up for the workout, and then you'll refuel afterwards for recovery. If you're exercising for more than an hour, you'll need to refuel during the workout. For my endurance runners, I recommend gels because liquid calories are generally absorbed more quickly. But the type of workout also matters, not just the duration. For cardio, taking in carbohydrates prior to exercise is especially important. Solution 3, hydrate. Hydration is often forgotten, but it's an important part of exercise fueling. Keep a water bottle with you if you're strength training or cycling. For running, stop for water breaks whenever you can. If you're on a treadmill, put a bottle on the console. Don't skip those hydration breaks. Solution 4, plan ahead. Planning will take care of most of these issues. I know from experience that people aren't intending to exercise fasted in the morning. It's simply that they wake up, they have 15 minutes to get into their workout, they don't have anything convenient to eat on hand, and so they just move on. Then it becomes a habit. Taking that extra step to buy a bunch of bananas or putting pre-made protein shakes in the refrigerator can make a world of difference. Keep in mind that the most basic pre-workout fueling can simply be a piece of bread or half a bagel. You just need to have the foods in the house. In other words, fueling starts at the grocery store. And solution 5, explore possible issues and keep an open mind. If you're not fueling because you feel sick in the morning, it's worth investigating and experimenting. Early morning nausea is sometimes, ironically, because of low blood sugar. Experiment with what's called mechanical eating, eating when you don't feel like it, but because it's helpful. Even if you feel a little off, have something very simple, like a piece of bread and a little water, and get to your workout. This may help your body get used to eating something in the morning. If this stomach discomfort persists, get it checked out. Conditions like acid reflux, gastrointestinal issues like gastroparesis, and other issues like anxiety can play a role in early morning nausea. It's worth investigating because if you feel sick in the morning, it's possible you shouldn't be working out at that early morning time until the gastrointestinal issues are resolved. You may consider moving workouts to the afternoons or evenings, even if it's a struggle, because the logic of heading into a hard workout on an empty, nauseated stomach is questionable. How much of a benefit could challenging exercise possibly be if you're feeling so unwell? Summary. If your fasted workouts are due to garden variety, I didn't have time to eat, or I didn't know what to eat reasons, the solutions previously mentioned should take you a long way. Also remember to eat a combination of carbohydrates and protein within 60 minutes after exercise as well. A normal, high-protein, carbohydrate-rich meal should do the trick. If a meal isn't forthcoming, have Greek yogurt with fruit and cereal or a protein smoothie with fruit and/or oatmeal. Even a protein bar with a banana would be great. Don't wait too long because particularly for carbohydrates, there's a 60-ish minute window that closes post-workout, during which carbohydrates are the most beneficial for recovery. You just listened to the post titled, Fueling Early Morning Workouts by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I know I've mentioned many times about how feeling nauseated during and after my workouts is basically par for the course for me. I'll clarify. This happens on the days when I'm training at a high intensity, which is not every day. But on the days I am performing high intensity interval training type exercises, there's usually a point in the workout where I've pushed myself to the point of nausea. So after years of experimenting, I found that a banana, water, and coffee about an hour before one of these high intensity workouts suits me best. Anything else, and I don't feel great. And even though when I start to feel sick, I bring down the intensity, sometimes that sick stomach feeling lasts for a bit even after I'm done with the workout. At the same time, I know that after rehydrating, I should eat something within 20 to 60 minutes after finishing my workout. And today's author Rachel actually happened to mention one of my go-to post-workout snacks, Greek yogurt with fruit. The fruit provides those very important carbohydrates, and the yogurt provides the protein and some additional carbs too. All right, that does it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.